Greetings, everyone. I would like to start off by saying thank you for allowing us into your lives every week. Welcome to the Family Healing Breaking Cycles Podcast, your one-stop shop to life, love, and family. Every week, we will touch on real-life topics from a family's perspective, of course. I am a family healing motivational coach, a mother of four, two kings, and two queens. I'm also a sister mom of two kings and a grandmother of three and an auntie of two as well. As you will see, the more time we spend together, we have a unique family dynamic. The topics that we discuss are things that have made impacts on our family. And as we share our experiences, we hope to help other families break cycles as well. Let's get started.
Welcome back, family. I'm Tamika. I'm your host. I'm here with my co-host, and I'll let them introduce themselves.
Welcome back, family. I'm the oldest child, Ronell, but you can call me Nell.
Welcome back. I'm the youngest daughter, Jasmine, but you can call me Jasmine.
She's the rapper in the family. Family, I want to start off by giving some contact information. Let's start off with Instagram, FHBCP_, Facebook. The name, Family Healing Breaking Cycles Podcast. Email, familyhealingbreakingcycles78@yahoo.com. And depending on the platform that you listen to us on, you can leave us a review, or you can go to other podcast platforms that are specially for leaving reviews for podcasts. And we are... You know, we do subscribe to most of them. So I guess if you just go to them and type in the name, it'll pop up so we can receive reviews as well. Also, I wanted to give some information about the brand extension that that we have journey journals now, meaning, you know, if you're on a journey, a healing journey, a peace journey, forgiveness journey, all of those things. So we have beginner journals that are prompted journals, just meaning that it helps you to begin to start structuring yourself to start journaling. So prompted meaning it has questions, it asks you questions about your journey and about yourself. It has affirmations. It has 6 weeks of journaling, and it has plenty of space for your own, for your private thoughts. It's on Amazon. You would just have to type in my healing journal, my forgiveness journal, my peace journal, and by Tamika Plummer CLC, and it should pop up. So let's get into this episode here. I got something to say. Now, I got something to say is normally when we let our hair down, we just do us about, you know, things in this world is just ridiculous. But I think the most part, and I just had to jump in. I had to jump in on it. Some things that are on social media, I really don't too much jump in on. You know, you have your things that are trends and, you know, a lot of podcasts talk about them and, you know, but normally I don't jump on those trends because we're not that type of podcast. Some podcasts are, you know, today and trendy, what's going on today, but we're more so, you know, who we are. And if you've been with us for a while, you know who we are. So the trend thing is not really what we do, but if it's a something that's going on that we want to discuss, we'll do like the current events or the Q&A, or, you know, I got something to say is normally a different platform, but. So What was the exact date so I don't get it wrong? So was it August 5th, 2023, the Alabama Riverboat Brawl. Now, I'm sure everybody has to say it, and I'll say it too because it's true. I don't promote violence. I would rather, I have grandchildren, I have nieces, nephews, cousins, you know, we're living in this world together. One planet, 7 billion people, you know, so much going on, and we just have to figure it out. But all I can say is, for most people, emotions run different with people. So I don't think that my emotions triggered me to say, aha, that's what you get. That wasn't my emotion, which that was the emotion of a lot of people. I don't think I got the aha, what you get. My emotion was more from a deep, heartfelt, emotional place. Only because we are in 2023 and white people thought it was okay to jump a black person in broad daylight in front of everybody. So the sad and emotional part of that was, where are we? Like, did we even... The emotional part was, you thought that was okay. Do you understand the type of mentality that you would have to have, your thought process, to think that in the middle of the day that you were going to... I mean, not just... If it was a fight, it's a fight. Of course, some people probably whatever. But you jumped this man, kicked and stomped this man. As your peers, family, whoever they were, come to find out family, y'all all jumped this man, like jumped him as if it was okay. That is another level of evil to me. And that's the part that made me emotional, because you think about, we were supposed to come, so this really still going on in the world, it's really still racism, people really are still, it was just horrible, because at the end of the day, he was an older man, you don't know what type of adversities that he may have encountered with racism in his younger years as a child, his older, you teen, whatever the case is, and all you did was just traumatize him and bring him back to whatever day. Because I'm sure living in Alabama and at his age as a child, there was out front racism, even though there's out front racism in Alabama now today, even before this incident. We all know that. So the emotional part was, of course, just thinking about, you know, all the oppression, all the slavery, all the things that's happened to us, and to see it happen right in front of my face in these days and times, it was just the most emotional thing. And then to see the young man jump into the water to swim to his rescue was another emotional piece. I mean, it, like everybody says, it's going to go down in history. It happened in a place where most things happen, boycotts and things like that. And all I can say is, MLK, Martin Luther King, sorry, but we had to do it. Because we know he was about nonviolence, and it happened in Alabama where a lot of his marches were and things like that. And a lot of political things happened. But sorry, we had to do it. It had to be done. Now everybody got defolded. It's just everywhere because this was a day of reckoning. It wasn't about, for them, because they're young, a lot of them were younger, but I don't think for a lot of us or whatever the case is a situation of, well, I can't say that, but a situation of revenge. I didn't feel that. I felt, you must be out of your mind. This is 2023, not 1923. You, nobody standing for that. People will lay their life down for certain things. They laying their life down for things that are less. You think somebody was going to stand for that, then to skip what they call it, the skip to the fight, the young men that was skipping to the boat, that's what y'all want to do? Had people jumping in boats, dragging them off boats, hitting them with chairs. That was because you actually took us back to a place. We weren't physically at slavery. I wasn't physically there. Half of those people weren't physically there. Probably had some ancestors or something. You know, not probably, but everybody did. But what I'm saying is we weren't physically there. We rose up, something that our ancestors never were able to do, because they were born into slavery. They were born thinking that this was life. This is what it is. We just happy to have our lives and our families and our little huts and our little gardens and go pick the cotton, and this was life. Then you die, you pass away, and then on and on and on. We weren't born into slavery. We don't know what that looked like or feel like, and you had the nerve in 2023 to try to take us there? You got to be out your flipping mind. Will never happen these days and times. It is too many of us. We're not having it. And quite frankly, I hate to say it, it's too many of us that don't give a darn about a life. If we kill each other, you think we won't smoke you? First of all, you got your percentage of people that's been waiting for this day. That's the revenge people. Then you have the ones that just wasn't allowing it to happen. Like I said, I don't promote violence, but I don't know. I don't know why it happened. I don't know what it was supposed to mean. I don't know what message it was supposed to send. I don't know what we were supposed to be learning from it. But that happened that day for a reason, the way that it happened. We all watched it. And maybe this is just what we needed as Black people to say, we are not the enemy to each other. Sometimes you need something to shake you up, to make you realize where you are and what you're doing. And all this Black on Black crime and killing each other, what we've been doing for decades, maybe we needed something to show that, yeah, we might do certain things, but we'll smoke you together for a bigger cause. Just like the George Floyd thing and all the protests. There's a lot of things have been going on and saying we rising up. We not taking it anymore. Not taking it anymore. Who you think you are going to jump? You didn't even let it be a fair fight. That's one thing. It would have been a fight. Somebody might, you jumped them, kicked them, stomped them, knocked them down. As if to say what? Like, what was you saying? Like seven of them. You got people swimming to this man's rescue. You got people skipping to his rescue. You got, oh, Lord. It was just so emotional for me. That was my piece. I was supposed to go to bed at a certain time. Day for 2 days, and I kept saying, "Yep, I'm going to bed. Yep, I'm going to bed." And I 2 hours, video after video, because once you watch something on social media, they look at it as a like, and if you keep watching, it just keep flooding your phone. For 2 hours, couldn't peel my eyes off at different videos, the same video I might have watched 50 times, because I was just emotional, and I just was upset and astonished that in 2023, this is what was going on. And come to find out, Trump had a rally there, and sometimes people that get hyped up feel like they have the right to do certain things, but look what you get. What they call it. F around to find out. I love that statement.
Well, I was one of those. That's what you get. It is, you know what I'm saying?
You was, hey, too.
I was. That's what you get. Like you said, the rally happened. And, of course, every time for some reason Trump speak, the vanilla folks believe they can do certain things. And that was one of them. Yeah, I'm sure it was alcohol involved.
Well, yeah, that's what
they didn't like what was being said. And again, they, feel like they run a world. You was docked somewhere you shouldn't be docked, because this ferry has to stop right here. What's wrong with you moving your boat. You're not supposed to be here. What's the issue of you not supposed
to be here? Just moving your boat.
That's because you think you run the world, you can do what you want. And it just so happened to be a black
person man telling you that you had to move your boat.
So they was in agreement, this is what we gonna do. Let alone not knowing this whole ferry got a number of black people on it.
They had to know that.
There's no way you don't know it's all black people on this ferry.
So that was a coinky dink too.
What a coinky dink. That it was all black people on this ferry. And my man threw the bat call when he tossed his head up.
Now they said that's a Southern thing. That if you're from the South, you know that if a man throws his hat in the air, it means watch this situation because it's about to go down. Not to signal people to come help, but to say this a problem. Like this, it's a problem. Something about to happen.
Well, if it wasn't that, that's what it is now. Because for sure, that's a new signal. Yeah. It's going down. And black folk had my back. Regardless of how you see it, it is what it is. Everybody got the smoke, women.
I'm glad you brought that up. I'm glad you brought it up because, Now, let's just put we doing what we doing. You know who we are, FHBCP, right? All the things we've talked about on here, all the things I stand for and things, you know. Was it okay for a woman to be assaulted by a man?
It's never okay. I mean, you put that out there. But it also was a free fall.
And she did jump off that boat and got in the middle of it.
That's the thing. The issue is never, I'm not agreeing with men putting their hands on women.
Or chairs.
Whatever. Split to the white meat. However you want to see it. But all I'm saying is you have to understand all men not going to be okay with women putting their hands on them. So I could, you know, you could assume since you're a woman, if I hit this man, he's not going to do anything. Okay. That's your assumptions.
That's fair.
But in that heat of the moment, every man for themselves kind of thing. And right now, it's black against vanilla.
Not female against, not male against female.
No. Y'all be because everybody had parts in it. It'd have been different if the women stayed on the boat, didn't have nothing to do with it, they sat back, and somebody ran up on the boat and started hitting them with a chair.
Right. That's
now,
true.
Okay, they didn't have right. But now you didn't jump in the middle of it because you thought it was okay or you wanted to defend your husband, brother, whatever the case is. Now you inserted yourself in smoke. Now it's, you got some men that may... You've seen it, you know, plenty of times when you just see a free for all and then, you know, you got women that jump in it. You know, you got men that might push the female out the way, go ahead, whatever. And then you got the ones that they may slam a female. I'm not going to beat on you. I'm going to slam you though. Just leave me alone.
Right.
Then you got some people that'll pick up a chair. And go to work.
Gang.
You know, so I guess it's different levels to it, regardless of the fact of woman or man, it was a free fall and it was versus. I'm happy, made me proud.
Proud? Why?
I was proud.
Was you really?
Yeah, why not? Because for the one time, our people, it wasn't us against us. You know, I was proud nobody got shot. It could have went that route.
True.
And it was just, we came together. It's not often as you see us come together like that. Last time you could say come like what? Outside of what? We come together when, you know, a white cop kill a black kid or something like that, or a black person. We march, come together like that. All right, that's neither here nor there on that one. But now is we came together because it was white people doing what they was doing to a black person. And we came together regardless if you knew this person or not. It's a proud moment. Put that on the list with Juneteenth. So come.
It's going down in history.
You know, come, you know.
I think I would, but I mean, I don't know. I just never saw nothing like it before.
Reason why my emotions wasn't in it because we already knew we was in, still in 2023 of racism. Is at this point so much stuff went on with racism, it doesn't surprise you anymore.
True.
So you're but not, that my is... emotions wasn't in it because it's like we have seen this millions of times before this. It's different because we came together as one, not knowing each other from a can of paint, but we took up for this one person. It's the emotions wasn't in it because the most more of a happy emotion than like, oh, we in 2023, we still going, we didn't did this years and years ago already. So that emotion stuff is out of it because now, unfortunately, you kind of get used to it now. Like, all right, well, another white person killed another cop, killed a black guy because whatever the case is. And all we do is march for it or loot, whatever the case is, however people want to take it. Now it's like you said, I think it was the opportunity of revenge, and those people, those black folks that was there, got revenge for everybody, every black folk in the world. That's why it's so much of a what it is because finally we were able to, because you know you can't do that stuff to the police that killed these black kids. You can't do that. They cops. Right. Now we just got regular folk that's out here doing stuff, and this is what we're gonna do. And I'm saying it. Y'all start GoFundMes for anything. Start a GoFundMe for everybody that got charged for this.
Right, that's what I was thinking too. Like, get them out of there. Now, I don't, even if things stick or whatever the case is, they're going to raise so much money yep. to get the people out. And lawyers, you're going to have lawyers to do pro bono stuff. I feel like people, rich people, stars, or whoever, I don't think those people have to worry about anything sticking or doing, you know, staying in jail. Somebody is going to put some money up to, if not, get them all out. You know, get most of them out. I'm not even worried about that part. And to piggyback off what you said, it's been going on for so long and all that kind of stuff. It has, and it's always like police brutality or just, you know, not that it's light on that. There's no light on that at all, but it's police brutality and it's a force that feels like they're above the law, the very law that they're supposed to be protecting. But this was everyday people who felt like it was okay to jump a black person in broad daylight as if he was nothing and nobody. All I could picture was any slave movie I ever saw, anything I ever read or anything of a lynching or of a beating of a black person for nothing. So that's where the emotion part came in with me, because yes, that police brutality, but for me, that's just a different aspect of the racism part and this police brutality, and our black men have been going through it for years. For some reason, this instance of a situation was just totally different, because the police are the, you know, what they call the blue against black and all that kind of stuff. You are a force. You are an entity. You are the police department, and you feel like you're above the law, but you're supposed to be upholding the law. That's over here. I'm talking about everyday people, white people, that thought that it was okay to jump a black man in broad daylight to make me relive lynchings and beatings and all kinds of stuff from slavery time. Do you know how far gone, whether drunk or high, you would have to be to think that in this day and age that you could just jump somebody and kick them and stomp them, a white person, a black? What? Are you kidding?
Why not? When all these white cops are getting off from doing what they're doing for black
people. Because they cops.
Right. But it still shows that
they superior.
I can. It's always going to be the fact I fear for my life. So I guarantee you that's going to be the first handful of people that jumped this black man. He was bigger than X, Y, and Z. It's the reason why we jumped in it.
But he kind of wasn't though.
It's going to be an argument. I guarantee
you. It can't argue nothing.
It's going to come out of argument of this is why we all jumped into it.
I'm sure when you have the defense attorneys that contact them, they're going to have just as much of rights of certain things that the black people are going to have with the attorneys calling them and their phones and the GoFunds, of course. So I guess with whatever defense attorney they decide to go with is going to come up with some sort of a defense. But we know it's BS because he's just doing his job.
Well, yeah, we know it's BS. As black folk, we understand it's BS.
Everybody else that watched it, brown, black, white, know that it's BS too.
Right. Well, let's just say, I don't know who was charged. But I think if they said it was only, 3 to 5 people that was charged?
Right.
Let's just say it's 2 whites and 3 blacks. The 2 whites get off. Because in doubt, they fear for their life. Now, the 3 blacks is the one that hit everybody with a chair. He shouldn't have did that, whatever the case is, or whatever else, whoever else got charged with it. And what you think is going to turn into when it, and this is just hypothetical, if the 2 whites got off in the.
Oh, it's going to be, That's Every city, every state is going to go up in flames. That's what's going to happen.
I mean, I know that already, but I'm just saying, now this is goes to show why
they feel. Well, like it didn't happen yet, so we ain't.
No, I'm just saying, if that happens, this goes to show why they feel like they could have jumped them, because they can get away with it.
True, and then I can see your point, because I can see that if that woman gets some, if they found the person, because they did, I thought I saw one of the videos where the man that hit her with the chair was arrested. I think I saw that. So whoever her defense person is might be able to swing it because she was a woman and he did assault her with a chair. But I'm telling you, it's not going to matter. But I can see that particular situation not playing out in our favor because she was a woman and he did assault her with a chair. But nobody's thinking about that at the time. Like you said, you came to the fight. You wanted to smoke.
As far as we know, and they didn't get it on camera, she probably could have hit him with the chair.
Right. And then as far as we know, maybe it was just like a blind reaction. I didn't see you as a woman. I just started swinging the chair.
Because it was white versus black. He was the closest one to me. I don't know what to tell you. I guess it don't... It don't help as much as that it was a black man that invented the folding chair, huh? They said that's what he was thinking about the whole time when he invented it. Full circle, right?
It's all full circle. Like, we have to pay attention to this instance because it means something. It means something. It means something. It means something. They're trying to distract us with all this stuff going on in the world. Distractions, distractions, distractions. The men going down in the submarine, a distraction. Like, everything is just is a distraction. Just keep your eyes open and pay attention. All I'm going to say is now, moving forward, this has just opened up a whole thing. So we really going to have to just be mindful, take care of each other, be there for each other. Because whether we had something to do with it or not, white people aren't going to take it lightly. And then you have the same amount, or if not more, of white people that feel the same way. They don't care about a life. They hate black people. That's going to retaliate in some kind of way. So we just have to make sure we keep the same energy and stick together. Anybody had anything they need to add about that? I just had to get that out. I had to get that out.
No, I don't have anything. Just, you know, I'm proud. Now
I had to get it out.
It would be, day in history.
Okay. I would get a t-shirt, though. Several people selling t-shirts. I would get one. They say, like how the Juneteenth t-shirts were. Like, they go from extravagant to simple. But, like, a nice, you saw a simple one that just said, August 5th, 2023, Montgomery, Alabama. Or they got extravagant ones that really have somebody smacking somebody with a folding chair. Or, finally got out 40 acres and a mule August 5th, 2020. Like, you have so many. But I would get a regular one that just marked the date and where and what happened. The riverboat brawl.
And I think that and this just showed, how people, you look back on slavery and, now the current generations say, oh, well, why did you put up with this? I would have did X, Y, and Z.
Well, it was different. You weren't born into slavery. That's why.
We get that. But now this is showing that now it's 2023. If you assume that we're going to go back into slavery.
Yes. Mm-hmm. You're crazy.
Just let you know we're not.
Right. You're crazy. Right. You're crazy. It'll never happen. It would never happen.
Did y'all hear anything from even the guy that swam over or?
Well, he's very, what I've heard about him, which, other stuff could have came up by then. He's 16, very humble. He even made a humble statement, on his Instagram. He got Cash App. Last I heard, it was, $175. No, his Cash App got turned off at $150,000 because it kept being flooded. Mm. Just a regular young man, and it was his coworker. Like, they was all co-workers. If you see, they all had the same purple shirt on. And, some of them tried to help, but he was the only one that jumped in the water because he saw it and swam over there. Yep, a young man. He hasn't really spoke out of anything because I guess he just feel like he doesn't need a bunch of attention. So, yeah.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
This is what happened in the security field. Regardless on how you feel about whoever your coworkers may be, once that 10-10 call come out, all hands on deck, no matter what. It just so happened to be white versus black. Now we didn't made history.
You got a gym over there, sir?
I don't have a gym since this.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We're gonna leave that. What'd you say, Nelly?
Power to the people. That's the gym.
We did you proud, Malcolm X.
Oh my God. Yeah, he was the one. Yeah. He wasn't the non-violent one. He was like, you gotta smack him with a chair. Mm-hmm. He said, one day black people are gonna rise up and wake up. Yeah. And it happened. Mm-hmm. He might not have been here to see it, but it happened. Family, we want to thank you for letting us into your lives, if only for a moment. Stay safe out there. Protect each other. Keep your eyes open. Pay attention. A lot of things are distractions. This wasn't a distraction. It's a distraction to make us think that it's over. It's not over. It's just the beginning of... It's just the beginning. So just take care of each other out there. And as always, talk to you soon. Talk to you soon. Album coming soon. Family Healing Breaking Cycles streams on your favorite app on Mondays at 12 p.m. Just add us to your favorites and you'll get alerts when new episodes stream on Apple, iTunes, Spotify, Amazon Music, iHeartRadio, and others. We would also like to thank our sponsors, KKP Vending. If you need a vending machine at your location, you could call them at 267-407-7678 and also Lounge 21 at 1639 South 21st Street, Philadelphia, PA 19145. And you can also follow them on Instagram at lounge_21. And follow us on Facebook, Family Healing Breaking Cycles. And we would love to hear from you. Or you can also email us at familyhealingbreakingcycles78@yahoo.com. And don't forget to leave us a review in your favorite app as well.